It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American Cavalry Commander George Armstrong Custer, born in 1839 in New Rumley, Ohio. During the Civil War, he commanded several different cavalry divisions and distinguished himself with his bravery in some of its most important battles. One of five children, at a young age, he was sent to live with an older half-sister and brother-in-law in Monroe, Michigan, and spent much of his youth bouncing between the two states. After high school, he attended the McNeely Normal School and worked odd jobs to help pay his way, eventually earning a teaching certificate. But Custer had greater ambitions than being a grammar school teacher and soon set his sights on the military academy at West Point. While he lacked the qualifications that many other candidates had, his confidence eventually won over a local congressman, and with his recommendation, in 1857, Custer was enrolled at the school. A poor student and prone to misbehavior, he was frequently disciplined, nearly expelled, and ultimately finished dead last in his graduating class in June 1861. His career was ultimately saved by the outbreak of the Civil War and the desperate need for officers. He was placed in command of a unit as a second lieutenant, and in July 1861 quickly earned recognition for himself at the First Battle of Bull Run. He also seemed to possess a gift for avoiding injury, which came to be known as Custer's luck. Having only recently been an unremarkable student, with his brave actions at Bull Run and elsewhere, he soon earned the positive attention of high-ranking officers, as well as an assignment to General George McClellan's staff. In turn, the visibility of that post led to his promotion to Brigadier General in 1863. By the war's end, Custer had been promoted yet again to the rank of Major General, and his cavalry units were crucial in blocking the movements of Confederate General Robert E. Lee's retreating forces, which helped hasten his surrender at Appomattox. Following the war, as the still young country looked to settle the West, it needed to defeat the Lakota Sioux and Southern Cheyenne that dominated parts of the frontier. To that end, the 7th Cavalry was created and Custer was placed in command. But Custer's legendary bravery in battle would prove to be his undoing when in 1876 the United States ordered an attack intended to crush the Lakota and the Cheyenne. Though the plan was for three separate forces, one of which was led by Custer, to surround and overwhelm them, Custer and his men advanced more quickly than the other two units, and on June 25th he ordered his 210 men to attack a large Indian village. On the other side of that attack was Sitting Bull, the revered Lakota chief who had originally wanted peace at the Little Bighorn. Custer, however, was determined to fight. Against the onrush of thousands of Lakota, Arapaho, and Cheyenne warriors, Custer and all his men were surrounded, overwhelmed, and killed. For his role in the battle, Custer earned himself his place in American history, though certainly not in the way that he would have wished. During her final years, his wife wrote accounts of her husband's life that attempted to cast him in a heroic light, but no story could overcome the debacle that became known as Custer's Last Stand. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 5th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.